Today's question is about doing yoga with a chronic injury. Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa West, and welcome to Living Your Yoga. Today's question comes to us from Lena via email, and she says, "Dear Melissa, my name is Lena Holmes. I follow you on Facebook and Instagram, and you following me back on Instagram, and I want to tell you her Instagram account because it's awesome. You got to follow it too. Gorgeous photos, naturally wild photography. And if you want to follow me on Instagram, I'm Dr. Melissa West. Anyways, I've been doing your yoga classes for a year and I love them. They totally got me into yoga, and it's safe to say that I'm addicted now. However, as of recently, I have a huge problem, which is why I'm emailing you. 7 years ago, I got into an accident and very severely broke my collarbone. The break never healed properly and is only held together by scar tissue. It has always given me pain, but just a daily normal dull ache. However, the effects of the break are not only on my collarbone area, but also on my shoulder and my arm. Well, as of recently, I believe I re-injured it, and due to this fact, I have chosen not to do yoga out of fear of injuring myself even worse. So what I'm wondering is, do you have a class, or can you create a class that would be friendly to people who have shoulder or arm, or in my case, collarbone injuries, while still getting the most physical body benefits from yoga? Thanks for taking the time to read this. Sincerely, Lena." So I thought this was such a great question because although she has a specific injury, in a lot of ways it applies to a lot of people, at least the way that I'm going to answer it does. So this, what I took away from this is the question of dealing with a chronic injury. That's what really stands out to me. This is a question that's really actually quite near and dear to my heart right now. And so I thought I would share my own personal experience of this because I think it applies to a lot of people. So right now, I'll speak about my own experience because that experience relates to any kind of chronic injury that you're dealing with. We'll use my experience as the example, okay? So I'm dealing with supraspinitis or shoulder tendonitis or frozen shoulder. So check this out. This is as high as I can reach my arm. That's all the mobility I have in that arm. So as opposed to this, see? So what I think applies for everybody, and in your situation and in my situation, was the need to seek professional help. So you need to, when you're dealing with a chronic condition that is pain that is not going away or an injury that is recurring, it's really important to go through your medical doctor. And I know this can be a painful process in and of itself because it takes patience and it takes time to go through these channels because there's diagnosis that involves usually some kind of x-ray or ultrasounds and referrals to specialists. And this takes time. I know this process for me took almost 2 months. Give into this process. Know that it's patience is necessary, but it's a part of the process. With the diagnosis and referrals to an expert, you're going to find out what you're dealing with. And you're going to find out, this is really great, you're going to find out what movements you can do and what movements you cannot do, and what movements are best for rehabilitation of your injury. Because you have no idea. I mean, in my case, I thought that paying attention to pain and keeping my range of motion less was the right answer. But I learned something totally different once I got a diagnosis and started seeing a physiotherapist. So that's why it's really, really important to seek professional help. So once you seek help from professionals, see specialists, get a proper diagnosis, find out what movements you can and can't do, find out what movements you need for rehabilitation, then you're armed with all that knowledge. You can go into a yoga class as your own best teacher, equipped with the knowledge that you need to be able to take any yoga class. Then you can take care of yourself without, number one, making your injuries worse, and without with number two, with really better knowledge of how to improve your condition. So it's going to be a matter of taking the knowledge that you have and modifying the poses that, whatever poses you're taking, modifying whatever yoga class you take. So I could refer you to a whole bunch of classes for your specific injury, but I don't think that that's really the most important thing that I could do. You really need to come armed to any yoga class with the best knowledge of how to care for yourself in your particular injury in that yoga class. Only you can do this by practicing due diligence, making sure you have gone to the doctor, been referred to the appropriate specialist who can teach you what movements you can and can't do, what movements are best for your rehabilitation. You are your own best teacher. However, sometimes we really do need to back up and refer to the experts and ask them to help us when it comes to things like injury so that we can rehabilitate properly and take care of our bodies in yoga class. So I'd love to hear from you. What are your experiences of recovering from illness and injury? And how have you done this as a yogi? Leave your comments below. If you like this video, give it a thumbs up. Subscribe to our channel, and if you know somebody who would benefit from this video, then send it to them. Thanks so much for watching, and I'll see you next time.
Melissa would love to hear your questions and thoughts. Please leave your comments below the video. Thank you for your reviews on iTunes and YouTube. Your reviews help us to share yoga and a yoga lifestyle with others around the world. If you have a question for Melissa, you can leave a voice message at melissawest.com. And Melissa may answer it in an upcoming blog.